And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State House and Senate leaders could have solved the budget stalemate a long time ago if they had agreed on one simple thing: stopping the next round of tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy that take effect January 1st. That would raise $100 million in the next fiscal year, $300 million in the next calendar year, and it would provide enough funding to give teachers a raise without firing teacher assistants or kicking seniors with dementia off of Medicaid. But no one brought it up. Also missing from the discussion are the deep cuts that will be made to education this year, whichever side prevails in the budget debate. The House slashes almost $300 million in public school funding and shifts lottery revenues to make up some of the difference, but not all of it. The Senate wants to cut $436 million. The budget debate is not about different priorities. House and Senate leaders both cut education funding last year, and they both want to do it again. And both sides believe that giving millionaires another tax break is more important than teacher raises or teacher assistance or even health care for people who need it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.